Macmillan Audio presents Fly With Me, written by Andy Burke, read for you by Chelsea Stevens. To my fellow nurses, to those of you battling depression, anxiety, or PTSD, to any of you who have ever watched your own loved ones suffer while knowing too much about what can and might happen, to all of you who have lived humanity's best and worst-case scenarios only to come back and do it again just a few hours later, fuck the pandemic and everyone who gave you a pizza party instead of a raise. Love you all. Hope this book makes you laugh. The stars seemed near enough to touch, and never before have I seen so many. I always believed the lure of flying is the lure of beauty, but I was sure of it that night. Amelia Earhart. Author's note. I started writing Fly With Me after several rough nursing shifts in a row, a little over a year into the pandemic chaos. When I look back on the time I spent working with that amazing pediatric ER team, I'm always struck by the number of funny bonding moments punctuating the toughest ones. Whether it was getting salty about the hand sanitizer smelling like stale tequila, or finding the occasional but alarming squashed bug in the stack of repurposed theme park ponchos we were using as PPE, our camaraderie grew with each second of shared laughter. In both my personal and professional lives, I've seen how often moments of comedy and moments of tragedy occur in a strange tandem. This might be because I'm a romance writer, but I find comfort in the idea that falling in love can happen while so many other things are falling apart. With this context in mind, Olive and Stella's story includes several heavier plot points, including scenes of caregiving and end-of-life decision-making, depictions of an acute depressive episode, and panic attack. Management of a parent's diagnosis with a progressive neurological disease, and an anaphylactic allergic reaction. I hope I have succeeded in handling these elements with the sensitivity and honesty they deserve. Chapter 1. We're not going to crash. The entire row of fellow airplane passengers turned, and Olive Murphy realized she'd said the words out loud. And with noise-reducing headphones over her ears, she'd said it so loudly, every passenger on board might have heard her. She swallowed against the thickness in her throat. Uncharacteristically, her stupid mouth kept moving. There's actually only a 1 in 3.37 billion chance of dying in a commercial airplane crash, and 98.6% of plane crashes don't even have fatalities. Olive tugged at the collar of her sweatshirt. Though I guess even the people on the planes that crashed had that same statistical probability, and they still died in a heap of burning wreckage. She let loose a couple of nervous chuckles and risked a glance around her, hoping a sinkhole or vortex had appeared to swallow her whole. No such luck. She was still here. On a fucking airplane. She tightened her grip on the tiny white pill in her fist. Joni, the doc from work who prescribed it, hadn't told her when to take it. What if they got stuck on the tarmac for hours? Olive had only two Valium pills with her, one for the flight out and one for the flight back. Her normal meds wouldn't cut it for today. Her mouth was dry. There was a smell here, a plain smell, like recycled air and metal and death. Okay, not actually. Death. God, she was about to be 10,000 feet up in the air with the airplane smell, defying the laws of physics, the laws of nature, and the laws of Olive Murphy's Guide for Surviving Life. All she could think about was Newton. What goes up must come down. An apple falling from a tree. A Boeing 737 full of screaming people, all splattered in a crater, or dive-bombed into the water. The remains picked away by shark.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?